Hello guys, this is Srikant and let's begin our podcast of Swami Vivekananda life and teachings. And this book was written by Brahmachari Amal and this book consists of 25 chapters. And now let's begin our first chapter. Once a young man was walking along the streets of Calcutta. Suddenly he heard a great noise. What was it? Then he saw a carriage rushing along the street. The horse pulling the carriage was running as fast as it could. Something has frightened it, and it was running away. A lady was riding in the carriage, and she was badly frightened. She was in a great danger because the carriage might be upset at any moment. No one was able to help her. The young man saw what was happening. He was very brave. When the horse came close, he ran towards it. It at the risk of his own life, seized the reins and forced the horse to stop. The life of the lady was saved and she was very grateful to the young man. Who was he? He was then called Narendranath, but he later became famous as Swami Vivekananda. He was born in a famous Datta family who lived in Shimla section of Calcutta. Sri Vishwanath Datta was a lawyer. He had studied many things and was respected by everyone. His wife was Bhuvaneshwari Devi. She was like a queen in appearance as well as behavior. Everyone loved and respected her. On the 21st of January 1863, the first son was born. They named him Narendranath. Naren was an naughty child, and sometimes Bhuvaneshwari Devi found it extremely hard to control him. However, she found that even when Naren grew extremely restless, if cold water was poured on his head, the same time chanting the name of Shiva in his ears, the child would quiet down. Indeed, at times, this was the only method with which to bring him under control. Naren learned many things from his mother, and she told him stories from Mahabharata and the Ramayana. Naren loved to hear the stories of Sri Rama. He bought a small clay image of Sita and worshipped it with flowers. He liked to listen to the readings of Rama. Once he stayed in the banana grove for a long time, hoping to see Sri Hanumana, for he had heard that was a favorite place of his heroic devotee of Rama. He also liked to play at meditation. He would take one or two of his friends to a lonely place and they would sit in front of an image of Sita, Rama or Shiva. Then Naren would meditate and would think about God. He would get lost in the thoughts about God, and for a time he would not see or feel anything around him. Once a cobra came gliding along the ground. The other boys were frightened and ran away, but Naren stayed, and then they shouted at him, but he did not hear them. After some time, the snake went away. Later, his parents asked Naren why he had not run away. He replied, "I did not know anything about the snake. I was feeling very happy." Naren was very happy when sadhus visited their home. He sometimes gave them valuable things. Once he gave a piece of new cloth which he was wearing to a sadhu. After that, his parents locked him up when our sadhus came to the house. But Naren saw the sadhus, he would throw things to them through the window. Now and then he said that he would become a sadhu himself someday. Naren's father, as we have said, was a lawyer. Many people came to see him. He entertained them and then offered them tobacco to smoke. There was different pipes for different castes, but caste was a great mystery to Naren. Why was a member of one caste not allowed to eat with a member of other caste? Why were there different tobacco pipes for different castes. There was a pipe for Muslims also. What would happen if he smoked from all the pipes? Would there be an explosion? Would the roof fall down? Noreen decided to find out for himself. He took a whiff from one pipe. Nothing happened. He tried all the pipes in turn and took a whiff from the other of each. Still nothing happened. Just then his father walked into the room and asked him what he was doing. Noreen replied, "Oh father, why, I was trying to see what would happen if I broke caste." His father laughed and went into his studies.